Blog Talk Radio.
Recording.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's when it was God's when it was God's when it was God's when I made it this far. By the grace of God, God's grace, it was God's grace, it's amazing grace, I made it this far.
Thank you.
For how you brought me.
Yes, sir.
How you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me. And you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times that I came so close. Oh, man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's way.
I made it.
And I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, God, now, Jesus. I'm made it. It was his grace. Three times I pleaded with the Lord, take it away from me. But he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore will I think about it, boast in his grace. I give him glory. I glory in his grace. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, happy to have each and every one of you guys. We're going to have a word of prayer by our co-host, Pastor Bill.
God bless. God bless. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. God's led us this far. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. What a beautiful song. Amen. Scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5 and verses 16 through 19, reading from the King James. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another awesome day. Thanking you, Father God, for your many blessings, Father God.
Yeah.
And we're so thankful that it's your grace. Nothing that we have done on our own, but it's because of you and your grace, Father God. Lord, we want to say thank you, Father God, for proving that you are faithful, and all we have to do is reach out and accept your grace that you have given unto us, Father God. Lord, bless all those who've asked us to keep them lifted in prayer. Be with those that are struggling. Be with those that are going through. Be with all those who are bereaved, Father God. Lord, be with those that are hurting. Be with those who are lonely, Father God. You know your children, and you know what we all stand in the need of. Lord, be with those that stand in need of a healing, Father God. May they know that you are a healer, Father God. All they have to do is call on your name, Father God. They may not be able to call on Pastor. They may not be able to call on me, but they can always call on you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will continue to open up our hearts and our minds to receive your word, Father God. And we're so thankful for the healings that have taken place. We're thankful, Father God, for those who have testified, how you have brought them through and you're bringing them out through right now. And they, too, will receive their blessing and know that you are faithful. Lord, we're thankful for our pastor as he continues to teach the word, as the Holy Ghost leads him, Father God. And may we receive the word and not only receive it, but take it and meditate on it, that we are able to have the wisdom of God to make it even plainer to us, Father God, to help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, we thank you and we bind it up anything and everything to try to come up against our pastor, against all of us who are listening, Father God, and even those that are listening by internet, Father God. And we're just thankful for your testimonies as they go forth and as your word goes forth and we receive it with our whole heart, Father God, and then share this word with others. We thank you, Father God, in all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. Beautiful prayer, heartfelt prayer. Hallelujah. Well, listen, brother and sister, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. But we're talking about God's amazing grace, how wonderful it is. I mean, every time I think about grace, it is the most wonderful thing you could ever possess that God has given you. And I'm going to tell you, some people lack it. I mean, the more I read this and the more I study this, the more God just reveals it. And one of the things we want to point out today is, brothers and sisters, God got more grace for you. He got more. When I tell you we haven't even scratched the surface of grace yet, not only did he take grace and save us and deliver us, he used grace to redeem us. What do you say? You're going to see today God literally paid the debt for us. And not only did he pay it, he turned around and restored us in that. You know, God has this awesome plan. We were looking at some old cars. And the first thing you want to do is buy the car. And then when you buy the car, you know, what it's going to take to refurbish it, recondition it, put it back to its original glory. And it's probably hard to find some parts. Some parts you may even have to get made. It's a process. And looking at that junkyard on the other day, I could help but to think about us, all different kind of cars out there. And there were people who got those cars, different ones, and paid for them and then turned around and made them look new, brought them back to their glory. So we're looking up this word about redemption and what God did. That's what he did, brothers and sisters. He bought us. Turn around and put us back to where we were. And he do it in this life. Not the one to come. See, we've been taught it's going to happen over there. No, God does it right here. You have, he quickened it with his spirit. He made you alive right here. If you get on the revelation of grace. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. There are going to be several scriptures. The first scripture is going to be from Ephesians 1 and 7. And the next scripture is going to be from Ephesians 2, 7 and 8. And it's kind of ironic that I kept looking at these verses 7, Ephesians 1, 7, Ephesians 2:7, Ephesians 4:7. I mean, these scriptures talking about the same thing, man. It's blowing my mind. But in Ephesians 1:7, from the King James Version, reads like this: "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to his riches of his grace."
Amen, amen. In the Message Bible, it says, Ephesians 1:7, "Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross. We're a free people, free of penalties and punishment, chopped up by all our misdeeds, and not just barely free either, abundantly free. Amen.
Did y'all hear that? I mean, did you really, really hear that? Paid for. We're free. We had nothing to do with it. We can't pay it back now because it was grace. It's God's favor. So don't worry about trying to pay that bill back. There's some other bills, you, some car notes, some house notes, some friends. But this bill right here, you ain't got to worry about paying it back. You're debt free when it comes to your salvation. When it comes to redemption, brothers and sisters, let me tell you, this is eternal redemption. What it means to be redeemed, it means to be free from stress.
Yeah.
He bought back. I don't want to say he won it back. He paid for it by the blood of Christ or with the blood of Christ. So he freed us from captivity. He freed us from all the things that Satan said. In other words, we've been held ransom. I was looking at the news here in Georgia. The government, the Fulton County courthouse down there, and some other things, are being held ransom. They got to pay. If y'all want y'all computer and y'all don't want those people information to get out, you got to pay for it. That's a ransom. We have been held, captive. He freed us from captivity. How did he do that? By paying the ransom in full. He paid it. So the blame is no longer on us. Well, somebody got to take it. You're absolutely right. How about Jesus? He took it.
Yeah.
But that ain't even the thing. Here's the thing: what God did, brothers and sisters, after he paid it, then he turned around and he repaired everything and restored us. Woo, that's a miracle, boy. If you could just see that. You know, it'd be one thing to get you out of jail, you know, and if anybody been to jail, especially if you've been there a long time, you know, you lose some stuff. You know, sometimes you've been in jail for a long time, you might lose, you might lose everything. You may lose your home, your cars, all this. But then somebody gets you out of jail, it's one thing. But then they turn around and give you $1 million and say, start your life all over. Y'all not hearing me today, but you ought to hear this message.
Amen.
He redeemed us and then turned around, repaired everything, and then turned around and restored us.
Thank you.
Isn't that awesome? So we can be just like him. So we can be just like the Father.
Amen.
Everything that we lost, in the shuffle with sin, he turned around and gave it back to us. The same kind of love, the same kind, I mean, redemption. He redeemed us, brothers and sisters. Matter of fact, he would allow us to be in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Don't make me go there. He gave us the wisdom that we had lost when he purchased us with his blood. He gave us a knowledge of him, his will. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to see what you got, man. You got to see. See, if you've ever been in jail and you get out of jail, baby, and you get out of jail, trust me, you happy just to get out. And you're overwhelmed mm-hmm. when somebody tells you they're going to restore everything you lost. That you're finna get another chance of life, or at life. So, he says, that in whom we have redemption through his blood. We won't go through all of that, but we know we've been redeemed based on scriptures. Matthew 26:28, Colossians 1:14, and Romans 3:21. Those are just a few scriptures you can reference to, and I'll give them back to you. Matthew 26:28. Colossians 1:14, Romans 3:21. That means we have been redeemed by his blood. We flipped over here to Ephesians 2:7, I think I said. Man, these are scriptures that got me so excited. Woo, y'all just on in here. He said that in the age to come. Whoa, let me back up to 6. Well, maybe I'll back up to 7. To 5. Lord have mercy. But you have to see it all. Well, I tell you what, let me do 7. Then I'll back up and catch your mother after Pastor does her thing with either the Messenger Bible or whatever God put in her spirit. The 7th verse says that in the age to come, he might show the exceeding and riches of his grace in all kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Lord.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, reading the Ephesians 2:7. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen.
The Bible says, but God is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. To be rich, and looking up this word rich, it's a number that you can't number. You know, you might be able to count to the billions and trillions, but there's a number that's so rich you can't even number. That's the one, that's the riches that we're talking about. That's the kind of rich God has had mercy. He got so much mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
You know he got a lot of it. Look how long he's been having mercy on us. You can go back from the time of Adam's children till today. Thousands and thousands and thousand years he's been showing mercy. And even right now. And then I read over there, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. So mercy going to continue to follow you.
Amen. Yeah, thank you, Lord.
So Satan can't deal with that. He can't deal with that. But he says, for when we were dead in sin, have he quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. See, we all know that. But did you get the quickening part? The quickening part means he made us alive. To his stuff now, to his way of life, to the things that he had made us alive to that, the spiritual resurrection from the dead, in our trespasses of sin. It is just as defined and complete as your physical resurrection. So, understanding 2 Corinthians 5:17-18 from a different perspective now. And that perspective is, you've been made alive. Your spirit man That's what's alive in you. See, that thing was dead because you were caught up into the things of the world. That's why you were dead. But that word hit your spirit, man, and your spirit, man, to come alive now. But like Evangelist Sharon, she said, oh, man, that word just needs to be worldwide. Brother and sister, I'm going to tell you, and God knows I appreciate any encouraging word, whatever. But God has to show everybody, one at a time, his revelation. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I wish everybody would get it. Because I know the day is going to come when we all be as one. And that one is in his grace. But he says this. He says, and he has risen up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in the Spirit. So when he redeemed us, when he redeemed us, man, it'd take me. That's all right. When he redeemed us, or when he made the payment, we were no longer obligated to the flesh. You don't owe the flesh nothing. When he paid us, or when he redeemed us, everything associated with this debt was paid. Everything that we was accused of was being paid. And everything that you be accused of now and forever have been. When I tell you he fulfilled it, he fulfilled it. That redemption that he did fulfilled it legally. Whatever terms were required, and there's a whole lot of stuff, and I don't want to get into all of it. But, brother and sister, let me tell you. His blood satisfied it.
Thank you.
His blood. His blood was no joke. His blood made it good. His blood finalized the thing. His blood carried out all the things that were placed against us. Oh, you owe for this, you owe for that, you owe for this. God gave that blood and said, I take care of everything right there, paid in full. That's the promise. It was paid in full. Now, Amen. Let me move on. That. And then he said this, and you can find this, if you really want to see that you're saved, Romans 10:9-10, also John, 1 John 1:9, we've been forgiven. But he says in that 8th verse, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of work, lest any man should boast. It was his gift. It was his free will gift. He went and paid for it and said, you know what? I'm going to restore you back in the same breath. See, that's what's so interesting. When you see the revelation of grace, paid for and restored us all back in the same breath. So Ephesians, what did I say? That was 2:7. He said that in the age to come, like right now, that he might show the exceeding riches. I mean, see, he's showing how much grace he got for us and what grace can do. And let's not forget now, it's sufficient. It's adequate, not just for salvation. His grace is adequate to place us back where we needed to be. So Ephesians 4:7 reads like this. But unto every one of us is given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, when he led captives, and gave gifts unto man, and he goes on to say the different gifts he gave. The scripture that that keep on jumping out at me is Ephesians 1 and 17, 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of the calling, what is the riches of his glory, to the inheritance of the saints. This is something we have inherited, brothers and sisters. Yeah, the grace is something that we inherit right now. That's powerful, man. You ain't got to wait on it. Jesus died, so he made the inheritance available. So, and I have receipts for you. But
hallelujah.
It's completion, redemption, the full completion of redemption. He used grace. He used grace to obtain glory, the final glory, final
Amen.
Salvation, final
Amen.
Inheritance, final saving of a soul, final purchase. People,
thank God.
And again, I must tell you this as well. The faith in Christ, that's what it's all about. See, a lot of people know about Jesus, okay, because he's on billboards, he's in everywhere. The Bible is the number one bestseller. I can give you stat after stat and receipt after receipt. But here's what I can't give you. The revelation knowledge, it takes God to show it to you. It takes God to reveal it to you. It takes God to unfold it and let you see what it is that his grace have made you and done for you. And it's going, and it's working right now. It's
yeah.
working right now.
Yeah.
I used to think you still need a bunch of stuff. No. Man, the grace that God has put on our life is so rich.
Amen.
Listen, brothers, it takes care of everything. Everything.
Amen.
The more
Hallelujah.
Grace, the more grace, that's how God operates. Can I just say one? I know this Thankful Thursday, and I know y'all got some stuff to be thankful for. But this thing was, so I was so caught up. I don't even know if I mentioned this Thankful Thursday. I was so wanting to share this with you guys. I was just so wanting to share it. Well, y'all can still do Thankful Thursday in a minute. I got to share this with you, though. Because
mm-hmm.
I never seen this like this until the Lord showed it to me yesterday. When I think about how grace works, I say, show the people how grace works. See, it's sufficient, it's adequate. They had three fish, five barley loaves. So Jesus said, okay, y'all set them down in rows of 50. And this is when I read this scripture that said more grace and more grace and more grace. When Jesus set them down and told the disciples to give me that food. The more he gave fish, the more fish came. The more he gave bread, the more. He didn't run out. Grace ain't running out. I had to speak that in somebody. Grace ain't running out.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. God still got more grace.
Yeah.
So Jesus said, now here's the blessing in all of this. After he finished them and fed the 5,000 hungry men, not counting women and children, so if you add one child and one wife, then that's a minimum of 15,000. So if all you could see was the 5,000, you missed it. The revelation was not even in the 15,000. Here's the revelation. He had 12 baskets left. Woo! See, that's what grace does. He got 12 baskets they ain't even tapped into yet. After feeding 15,000, he had 12 more baskets hadn't even tapped into yet. And did I remember to tell you he still was able to give the guy the fish and the bread back?
Amen.
That's how grace works. That's how it works. It restores you. All you got to do is go forward. There's more healing there. He ain't healed you yet.
Amen, amen.
You think about how many veins you got, how many organs you got in the body. When you get the, man, that's enough grace to cover the whole entire body. There's enough grace there to restore it all. Yeah, y'all about to make me go there now. When I think about, there's enough grace there. Not only just to forgive. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you talk about restore, I'm talking about restoring all of it, every tissue. Every vein, eyesight, leg sight, there should be no need for anybody.
Thank you, Lord.
To not be confused.
That's right.
He got plenty. Just start thinking.
Amen. Amen.
I thought about Evangelist Renee. She get one part healed, then something else went wrong. Then she realized, wait a minute, if he heal my foot, he'll heal my bottom.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
that
right.
Was grace left for her booty to be healed. I don't care if y'all like who I'm preaching or not, but that was enough grace for her booty to get healed too. She had sores back there. She just thought it was just that foot. God turned around and healed the sores on the booty.
Amen. Yeah.
If that ain't praying for you, you'll never get it any plainer.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Just got to speak healing. Jesus is Lord over life, sickness, disease. Have no power over me. You got to confess that. I am forgiven. I'm free. See, when he redeemed us, you're free from guilt. You're dead to sin. Yeah. That sin stuff, get away from me, sin. That's what sin brought. Physically, I'm healed. Miracles is still available.
Amen.
Healing or not, the thing of the past, like some preachers are teaching, that's not when Jesus was here. No, it's not a thing of the past. You got to say out loud with me, by his stripes I'm healed, and you mean totally healed.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah, see, if people get you to thinking that, oh, well, you know, that's over with, all we got to do is rely on God's, the doctors, and now, brothers and sisters, we got more to rely on just than the ophthalmologist.
Yes.
We can rely on what Jesus sees and how he sees it. And he says, by his stripes, I'm healed. That's what we can declare.
Amen.
God's word said, I am the same. Yes, God the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The work that I do will do. You shall do greater works than me. That's what Jesus said. So according to John 14:12, God's word is a now promise. Right now. It doesn't. I want you to know it does take faith. Even faith as small as a mustard seed. Just begin to confess the word. And then confess it with authority. Confess it like you know what you're talking about. You know how you would go up and say a speech or something in class? They wanted you to be into it. Say it like you're convicted. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, it will increase your faith. And according to Isaiah 55 and 11, God's word says the following. It will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish. You ain't going to get out there and keep talking God's word and you get back to him void. God will send it right back and say, ain't nothing in this wagon. Go back and get it full. Yeah, it ain't coming back void. It ain't coming back empty. You may have to put a demand on your body. You may have to tell your body that this is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you make it demands on it. You release God's righteousness, his chemical. See, the body is perfect balance. God knows how that if one foot starts getting to shake it, God make the other one stronger. God know how to balance us. He can make our heart stronger. Yeah. He can make our limbs stronger. He can make, and I'm telling you, brother, so Satan don't want you to be healed. Because as long as he feel like he's Lord over you, he got you. But beneath all of that, let me tell you what, be thankful. And not just for where he did this. No, be thankful that you're part of the inheritance and you get the inheritance. Yeah. Pray for America. Yeah. Pray for Israel. Pray for all that, but pray for yourself and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for healing every organ.
Amen.
I mean, I ain't no doctor, but I did read something about how many organs and penises and all that stuff. I said, what? All that make up the human body? It blew me away. And God said, I got grace for all of it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah,
that's grateful.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, it's Thankful Thursday, and I'm going to step aside. Anybody like to have any thing they want to be thankful for? Just go ahead.
Amen. I'm thankful for the word that you just brought, Pastor, Ephesians 1, and the last verses you gave us were 17 and 18. I want to read it from God's word, from the New Living Translation, and that's Ephesians 1. Verses 17 and 18 from the New Living Translation. It says, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. Amen, amen. So I thank God that once we receive this word, believe this word, then we are rich in the word of God. And it's a glorious inheritance here. And so I just thank God for the word, you know, as the Lord give it, as Pastor teaches, as the Holy Ghost makes it plain, and we able to receive it and just stand on it and proclaim it, you know, tell others about it. Amen. And the more to meditate, the more we meditate on the word, the stronger we get.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Pastor.
Oh, praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else? Thankful for something that you want to. Don't want to leave nobody out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that. You know, anyone else?
You're welcome, Pastor.
Yes, hallelujah. If nothing else, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah.
God bless.